This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
And today we're talking about something incredibly important, cervical screening and the new option of self-testing. Joining us is Paula Hedges, WellSelf Health Promoter, and Georgia Killen, Southern Cervical Screening Nurse. Kia ora, nice to have both of you with us. Thanks for coming in. Maybe we could start with a little bit about you and your roles.
Kia ora, I'm Paula. I'm the health promoter at WellSelf. My role in cervical screening is around raising awareness and educating and empowering people to go along and get screened, and I guess around reducing barriers to access and ultimately preventing cervical cancer through screening.
And kia ora, I'm Georgia. I'm a cervical screening nurse working at Health New Zealand. In my role, I work as with the NCSP, which is the National Cervical Screening Program, within the Southern team. Like Paula, my mahi is to break down barriers around screening, promote screening, and create more access to screening. This involves taking me off-grid a lot to a lot of different clinics. We try and break those barriers down by taking it out of the typical 9-to-5, Monday to Friday, to increase access for anyone who has a cervix. In Invercargill, my counterpart, Vanessa Frew, is our other nurse who does exactly the same, but for the southern end of the country. And together, we just want to break down barriers.
All right. So let's start with the basics. What is cervical screening and why is it so important?
So cervical screening is a real simple test now. It is checking to see the presence of the human papillomavirus, or as we refer to as HPV. HPV is a group of very common viruses that are passed through intimate skin contact and infect about 4 out of 5 people in their lives. Sometimes a virus can lead to a whole range of cancers later in life. The most common caused HPV cancer is cervical, but it can also have head and neck cancer as well and for other parts of the body. But the best way to protect against the HPV is to immunise and have regular cervical screening. Finding it early means that we can prevent cancer as it develops. It's one of the most effective tools to prevent cervical cancer.
And there has been a big change recently, of course. People can now do their own swab. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a huge change in New Zealand. In September 23, the National Cervical Screening Program switched to HPV screening as their primary source of screening. So you can now choose to have a self-swab over a traditional smear that used to happen. This self-swab, obviously you do it yourself in privacy at a clinic. And it's just as accurate as the traditional smears, but it makes the process so much easier and so much more comfortable for most people.
All right. Now, some people avoid screening because they feel shy or uncomfortable. Does self-swabbing help with that?
Absolutely. For many people, the traditional smear exam has been a huge barrier. Self-testing using the HPV self-swab removes that barrier. You can do it yourself in private rooms, at your GP clinic or at a pop-up health clinic that we might be running. It's so much quicker, it's less invasive, and it also puts the wahine or the person with the cervix in control of their screening. We already know that people that have never been screened before are much more likely to come forward and participate in the screening options, which is fantastic. We changed the way we screen in September 2023, and there's been a steady increase of people coming forward to be screened, with over 800,000 primary tests being completed nationally, which is huge. And the percentage of people choosing the self-test has increased to 82%, which, yeah, most of those were self-tests, which is, again, a huge shift.
Yeah, that's hugely significant, yep. Isn't it, those numbers? So how often do people need to have cervical screening?
In New Zealand, those aged 25 to 69 who have a cervix are invited to be part of the cervical screening program, and they come every 5 years for their test. Obviously, in between times, we want to say if people do have any sort of symptoms, see your healthcare provider. But even if you feel healthy or have no symptoms, regular screening is so important because HPV often has no signs, so you often don't know that you have it anyway. And you now have the options there of both doing this, the self-swab that we've talked about, and or the traditional smear. They're both still on offer.
So no signs. That's a little scary. Is cervical cancer common? Is it treatable?
So to put this into perspective, cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers in Aotearoa. Around 180 people with a cervix are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year in New Zealand, and approximately 60 lose their lives to disease every year in New Zealand, which is remarkably sad. Those figures are really high. And with... And of those people, roughly about 80% of them have never been screened or not up to date with their screening, which again is a really high number. In our patch, the data shows that the rates for women aged between 25 and 69 years old in Otago and Southland continue to improve, which is awesome. It's also on the rise. So a lot of preventable cancers is what we're after.
All right. So are there groups that we especially want to reach here?
Yes, definitely. We know that Māori and Pacifica communities and others who have historically faced barriers to screening have lower coverage rates and higher rates of cervical cancer. And the self-swab option that's now available, and we also collectively do a lot of targeted outreach to these communities, it is helping more wahine come in and engage in the screening.
So where does HPV vaccination fit into all of this?
So immunisation is the best protection against HPV. It protects against HPV, which is common within lots of different age groups. 4 out of 5 will get it in their lives. Sometimes a virus can lead to a lot of changes in cancers in life as well, with the most common being cervical cancer, as we discussed before. The HPV vaccine is not just for females, and we can't stress it enough. It's for all genders. Everyone is at risk of HPV-related cancers. The vaccine is free for anyone aged 9 through to 26 through school-based programs, GPs and other providers.
So, Paula, you're from WellSouth. You're working in primary care. And Georgia, you are from Health New Zealand. So that's secondary care. That seems like a good collaboration. Maybe you can explain that.
Yeah, we've started working a lot together closely around cervical screening because we all want the same outcomes and have different strengths. I, Paula, am in education and promotion, whereas Georgia's a nurse and she brings a clinical experience and actually provides the screenings itself. We're just trying to look at gaps in the community and how we can fill them and who's best to fill those gaps in the community. We also work with a lot of community providers as well around promotional clinical screening and outreach. So we're just trying to be one big family, trying to help where we can.
What would you say to someone who's been putting off getting screened?
You're not alone. So many people delay screening for fear, embarrassment, cultural reasons, past traumas, or simply just being super, super busy. There's so many new screening clinics popping up outside of traditional office hours at venues, and via WellSouth offers a support to screen service as well, which also helps to prevent barriers for people coming forward to screening. We can also offer a home-based visits as well, and also transport to appointments if that's required. The new self-swab makes it easier than ever. It's quick, it's private, and it can save lives. Screening is the way to stay healthy and to catch issues early.
So what is the one message you'd like listeners to remember today?
I guess it's a two-pronged message. The best way to protect against cervical screening is initially HPV immunisations and then follow that up with regular screening. We talked about the immunisations. Those are for aged 9 to 26, and then screening is recommended for eligible people between the ages of 25 to 69.
Really important conversation today. Thanks, both of you, for joining us. Paula Hedges and Georgia Killen joining us on the Awesome Morning Show for our Well, Well, Well segment. Thanks all for the great work that you're doing in the community too.
Thanks.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.